Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. This is part 4 of the Options Industry Council's 7-part Options Fundamentals podcast series.
So, why do we do it? Summary. You're bullish on a particular stock. I want a small cash outlay at this point. I want to leverage some capital. And I want to limit and predefine my risk, the premium paid. Or you could be a trader who wants to leverage risk capital and are willing to lose the premium. This would be someone, again, putting on a larger position than you and I might do because they have that forecast and they put themselves in a position of being a trader rather than kind of an option investor, if you will. Let's just take a look at that in a concept type thing, the investor. Again, XYZ is trading at 60. Our good friend, the investor, Philip, has $6,000 of capital, risk capital available to him. He decides to buy one XYZ 60 call at $3 like we did. And he takes the $5,700 and deposits it in a money market account, earning a little tiny bit of interest. So what's his goal here, and what risk has he taken on? Well, he wants to buy the stock with limited risk. He likes the stock, but he's not willing to commit that $6,000 yet to do it. So let's do the option and see how it goes over 3 months. I think it's going to go up, and I have the opportunity, if my prediction comes through, to add that stock to my portfolio. And I know my risk up front, 5% of my capital. 3 months later, it's above 60. We said, I can exercise the call, buy the stock, and merrily move along with the stock in my portfolio because I still like it. If it's below 60 and he's waited till the end, the call will expire worthless. He will have lost the 5% of his capital, the $300, but he still has $5,700 available to trade to move into something else. He could, of course, look at the stock and say, hey, if I liked it at 60, I got to love it at 55 or whatever it may be, and add it to the portfolio, or we'd be looking at different alternative investment, looking at a bunch of different stocks in that case. Let's put it in a position of being someone who might consider themselves a trader. Don't confuse this position with what I would call a trader on the floor. It's a whole different world. Everything's the same. In this case, Peter decides to buy 20 XYZ 60 calls at $3 each. What's his goal, what's his risk, and what does he need to consider? Well, we clearly understand that he has no interest in owning the stock because he doesn't have any money to buy it with anyway because he put everything into his options position. What's his profit target? At what level for this stock going above 63, his break even, is he looking for this to exit this position and take his profit? So he's got to have some kind of profit and target in mind. It isn't like, geez, I'm going to buy this and see what happens. That's probably not a great philosophy to deal with. So let's take a look at it, evaluate it. What do we think it's going to go? If we get to this level, what are we going to do? A lot of different things he could do. If it goes up and it's profitable, sell off half the position and ride with the other half. He's got 20 calls. Or sell out the entire position, make your profit, move on to another trade. He has time working against him. He's got 3 months, he's got $6,000 of risk capital invested in the trade, and he's got 3 months for success. And again, if you get 35 days into it, if Peter's 35 days into this and the stock's at 62, he's going to be really seriously reevaluating how he wants to handle this position. Because that option premium is going to be getting smaller. It's not moving, so it's going to get a little bit smaller. Which leads us to when to say when. At what point is Peter going to say, this isn't going to work, I've got to exit this trade, and I've got to take whatever I can back and then look for another trade? That discipline, by the way, is probably one of the toughest things, if you're doing trading, to get comfortable with, to be able to admit you're wrong and pull the trigger to get out of a trade. The discipline of exiting the trade is an art form. And for a trader on the floor, or wherever we are now, That's a tough discipline. You've really got to work at that. Because what happens? It's down. Your options are down. Say, you know what? If that underlying goes up 10 more cents, just give me 10 cents back and I'll exit the trade. I'm cool with that. You know, if it goes up 10 cents. Well, sure enough, it goes up 10 cents. What's your thought process then? If it went up 10, it can go up 20. And you don't exit the trade. 10 is the top, never sees 11 cents higher or whatever, and it goes down and you're back in a bad position. That's the discipline. Let's talk about puts. I'm bearish on a particular stock and I'm looking to benefit from falling prices and a small cash outlay. In this case, we've gone bearish, same basic scenario, however, because I'm long the put. Small cash outlay for the premium for the option, it's a limited, the premium for the option. ABC is trading at 36. I'm bearish on the stock, I want to limit risk. I buy a 3-month 35 strike put for $225 or $225 per option. I bought a 35 strike put. What do I have the right to do? I have the right to sell the stock at 35. It is trading at 36. Did I do in the money, at the money, or out of the money? I have the right to sell it at 35, and it is trading at 36. In a put, I am out of the money. Okay, if you're willing to buy the put, exercise it, give me the stock at 35 that I can go out and sell at 36. Let's meet after this. Let's do the same drill. This is a good drill to do. The only difference here is all the fun stuff is on the bottom of the chart, not the top of the chart. So we fill in, the cost is 225. In this case, like I said, the bottom is the fun part. It goes to 25, $10. At expiration, what can we do here? Well, we've got a profit level of 775. So we could take the money. Our prediction came, we were cool, this is good, that's not bad. Or we could exercise the put and become short the stock. So in this case, it puts us in a short position with the stock, and that comes with some of its own perhaps burden with margin requirements and that sort of thing. So that's a decision, you know, every individual is going to make where I want to go with this. And again, $5, $2.75. Remember our break even here is $32.75 on this. We're subtracting out the premium rather than adding it in. And as it illustrates, your maximum risk is that $225 over here in the trade. And we can draw the diagram, and strangely enough, it turns out to be the exact mirror opposite of what we did with the call as far as the way the hockey stick, if you will, plays out. We've got our risk in here. The only difference here, remember I said in the call, that we kind of go along for the ride if the stock goes through that break even till expiration, because it can go up to whatever it may go up to. The only limitation on the put is we have a zero figure over here that the stock can't go below zero. So we have tremendous profit potential, but it's not unlimited like you might be able to say with a call, where a stock has an unlimited upside. It has a limited downside to zero. And not that it never happens or anything like that. And I don't know if anybody here ever remembers a stock years ago called LA Gear. They were a sneaker manufacturer type thing. I was a specialist in Philadelphia on that. Watched it go from 7 to 51 to 0. And it was a pretty active stock. They just couldn't compete. They just couldn't keep up with what was going on.
We hope Options Fundamentals Part 4 has helped you better understand options. If this podcast has left you with any unanswered questions, please call us at 1-888-OPTIONS. The next podcast in this 7-part podcast series is Options Fundamentals, Part 5, available for free download at www.optionseducation.org.